More than 700 troops from South Africa have been deployed in the small Central African nation of Burundi. They're part of efforts to end more than 8 years of bloody conflicts between ethnic Hutus and Tutsis. The South Africans are protecting a new and fragile power-sharing government that was put in place last November after mediation efforts by former South African President Nelson Mandela. It's the first major peacekeeping mission for the post-apartheid South African government. The deployment has prompted debate both in South Africa and elsewhere. NPR's Kenneth Walker reports from Burundi's capital, Bujumbura.
The South African troops here in Bujumbura are under the command of Colonel Lawrence Smith. He's a veteran of military expeditions in the apartheid era, covert raids against opponents of South Africa's white minority government in countries like Mozambique, Zambia, and Tanzania. Those raids sparked worldwide condemnation and kept South Africa isolated. All that changed with the demise of apartheid in 1994, much to the satisfaction of Colonel Smith.
Since 94, I think the world, the international world, opened up for us. But I must say, these are very good opportunities to show what we can do. And for a soldier to sit around in the barracks, it's a waste of time. That's why we are trained, and that's what we want to do.
The South African soldiers here are serving essentially as bodyguards for Burundian Hutu politicians returning from exile to take up positions in the new power-sharing administration. The Tutsi minority has long dominated Burundi's government and military, and the South African mission here has prompted resentment and some ominous warnings from Tutsi hardliners like Charles Mukasi, spokesman for a militant Tutsi political organization.
There are troops of occupation. We are going to struggle seriously against them, politically, diplomatically, even militarily.
South Africa's President Thabo Mbeki says he won't be deterred by such threats. He's given the South African troops in Burundi orders to respond forcefully to any attack. Burundi's Tutsi president, Pierre Buyoya, welcomes the South African commitment to the peace process here. He says African nations that helped in the struggle against apartheid have a right to expect assistance from the new South Africa.
Yes, I think the South African government have the duty to assist African countries, because we also assisted South Africa to fight apartheid regime. Then I think it's a duty to assist. It's a debt they have vis-a-vis Africa.
Over the past few years, South Africa has gradually stepped up its involvement in other African countries. South African troops helped put down a military rebellion in Lesotho. They have also carried out humanitarian missions in Mozambique and Zimbabwe. The foreign missions followed a years-long debate at the highest levels of the South African government over whether and how to extend the influence of an economy and military that are the mightiest in sub-Saharan Africa. Chris Landsberg heads the Center for Africa's International Relations in Johannesburg.
This is an issue that is being debated behind the scenes in diplomatic ranks in South Africa. They really are trying to grapple with this issue. How do we exert ourselves? Should we go it alone every now and then?
In a recent interview, President Mbeki said that debate has been resolved. South Africa, he said, is determined to extend its influence in Africa in cooperation with other African leaders.
We're an African country, and I don't think you could have a sustainable success and development in this country if the rest of the continent is in flames or if the rest of the continent is regressing.
In addition to the mission in Burundi, the South African Army is also involved in efforts to end Africa's deadliest conflict, the civil war in the Democratic Republic of Congo. About 100 South African soldiers are in Congo now as part of a UN peacekeeping force. President Mbeki has said his government is prepared to contribute additional peacekeepers if a decision is made to expand the UN force. Kenneth Walker, NPR News, Bujumbura, Burundi.